spaces for the use of the council chamber are available on request from the staff at the clerk's office or down here to my immediate right. I will now call on Councillor Befford to start the meeting with a prayer, and then we'll do the national anthem after that.
Help us this day, O God, to run with patience the race that is set before us. May neither opposition without nor discouragement within divert us from our goal. Inspire in us both strength of mind and steadfastness of purpose, that we may meet all fears and difficulties with unswerving courage and may fulfill with quiet fidelity the task committed to our charge. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'm going to ask for a moment of silence to recognize the passing of Bill Reid, the editor of the Caledon Citizen. At the back of the room, a memorial book to sign and share a memory of Bill or express your thoughts will serve as a reminder just how much he contributed to this, what was part of Caledon, and the good people who live and work and play here. Bill told Caledon's story through a very human and community lens. We're grateful for his life and his work. On behalf of the members of council and the entire Caledon community, we offer our heartfelt condolences as we share our grief, and we'll keep Beth in her memory and her prayers. So if I ask everybody just to rise, we'll just have a moment of silence. Thank you, everybody. We'll now move on to the council agenda, the disclosure of pecuniary interest. Any members of council? Councillor Misipelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. In the general committee, item 2018-25 is the 2017 year-end operating budget variance report, and in that report it speaks to a fund for professional firefighters retirement fund, and as a professional firefighter with the City of Toronto, I declared a conflict in committee, and I will do so again this evening. So when that comes before us, I'll excuse myself.
Duly noted. Thank you. There's no further. We'll now go on to the confirmation of minutes, and Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Your Worship. Please note there was a clerical error in the April the 3rd planning and development minutes. Ms. Sherry Brioche's name was spelt incorrectly. The change has been made and a copy is on your desk.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'll move by Councillor McClure, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the council meeting minutes dated March 20th, 2018 be approved. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor McClure, that March 27, 2018 Audit Committee Report Recommendation regarding Staff Report 2017 Audited Financial Statements be adopted. All in favour?
Carried.
Moved by Councillor Mizzapelli, second by Councillor McClure, that April 3rd, 2018 General Committee Report Recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. Staff Report 2018-34, Noise Bylaw, Exemption Request, Dixie Road, Sanitary Sewer and Water Main Construction, Dixie Road, Mayfield Road. Staff Report 2018-35, Noise Bylaw, Exemption Request, Micro-Tunneling Operations, Heart Lake Road, from Mayfield to Old School, Ward 2. Staff Report 2018-37, Proposed Animal Pet Service Clinics. Staff Report 2018-33, Construction Agreement of the Indoor Bocce Facility located at Potts Park. Staff Report 2018-36, Single Source Award for Payment and Processing Services. Staff Report 2018-32, Energy Resolving Fund for 2018 Projects. Staff Report 2018-24, the 2017 Lease Financing Agreement Summary. Staff Report 2018-30, Audited Reserves, Reserve Fund for Balances to 2017. Accessibility Advisory Committee Date Report, March 22, 2018. Confidential Staff Report 2018-6, Advice that the subject of solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for the purpose of litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality and development charges, appeal update. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Staff report 2018-25, the operating budget variance report. I just have a question and sort of a, not now. I thought that he said the number, no?
It's not on there.
Oh, you separated it out. Oh, okay, fine. Thank you. I will hold that.
Okay, yep. All right, all in favor? Carried. Sorry, I kind of got ahead of myself. Well, those were the minute, or okay. So I got a little ahead of myself on the sheets here. I got to come back to urgent business. Councillor DeBoer, I got to, if I can move that forward. You want me to read it?
You got it there.
Yeah. Okay. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Beffert, that a motion without notice to introduce regarding the definition of tow truck relating to business licensing bylaw as it is time sensitive. Okay. I need two-thirds of a majority vote. So all in favor of this? Yes. Okay. Carried. Okay. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Beffert. Whereas Highway Traffic Act Ontario Regulation 419-15 took an effect in 2017 to broaden the standard definition of a tow truck to include motor vehicle that do not require typical modifications that are commonly referred as a wrecker body. And whereas the Town Business Licensing Bylaw establishes provisions for tow trucks, which includes this type of equipment and modifications that are required for licensing purposes, which do not currently align with the changes to the Highway Traffic Act and the industry standards. Therefore, be resolved that the definition of a tow truck and wrecker body within the Town Business Licensing Bylaw be amended to align with the Highway Traffic Act and industry standards. And the challenge is because the licensing is due now, so this is why we have to make the change. Okay. Any questions? Councillor Mizzapelli.
Sorry, Mayor Thompson, you may have answered my question in what you just said. I just wanted to ask the question of the urgency of this as opposed to a notice of motion. Is there some time stamp that we need to have addressed in the short term?
Yeah, I'm going to let the... Mr. Goiter, Corporate Services.
Thank you. Through your worship to Councillor Mazzapelli, yes, we are in the process of doing the renewals for our business licensing bylaw for tow trucks specifically. And it came to our attention that there was a regulation passed earlier in 2017 about the definition of tow truck in the Highway Traffic Act. And our current business bylaw does not actually accommodate that that definition. So we feel that it's very prudent to actually amend, have the business licensing bylaw amended in order for us to be able to proceed with the renewals for some of the tow trucks. A more fulsome business licensing bylaw amendment and such will be coming forward at a later date, but at this time we feel it's very prudent that we deal with this issue right now.
Okay. No further questions. All in favor? Carried. Okay. Councillor Befford, I'm going to ask you to take, because there's one here on the Smart Cities Challenge, I'm going to let you take the floor for this one.
Okay, I have a motion. It's moved by Councillor Downey and seconded by Councillor Befford that the April 3rd, 2018 General Committee Report Recommendation regarding Consent Item Staff Report 2018-29, Smart Cities Challenge Submission, be adopted. And we have an amendment to that the following paragraph, moved by Mayor Thompson and seconded by Councillor Mazzapelli, that the following paragraph be added. That economic development staff review the opportunity for an innovation hub in the old fire hall building in downtown Bolton, and that a report be brought back to council on their findings and feasibility by the end of 2018. We're speaking to the amendment. Mayor Thompson?
Yes, actually, this has come through the Smart Cities Challenge where a lot of this dialogue has started, but actually I have to back up. It's over the last 3 years, I've been heavily involved advocating for Connected Caledon, attended a number of conferences relating to smart intelligent communities. I've met with industry experts and leaders to gain ideas and insights and sharing of ideas. I even had the industry, some people from Caledon, take me down to tour Mars and the DMZ zone at Ryerson. I feel strongly that Caledon would benefit from an innovation hub. Innovation hubs encourage entrepreneurship, community revitalization, technology innovation, impact on local economy. The innovation of a hub would be shared space for work, meetings, creativity, research space, and other amenities that are really needed for people to come and meet. Given this, I'd like to ask Council for support adding this to the following paragraph, which is the motion that we have here. And I do know that there's a number of young entrepreneurs in Bolton that have been asking for this and been asking for space to be able to come and meet, because Tim Hortons and a lot of the restaurants aren't the right place to do this. This is growing right out through Ontario, and I think it'd be a huge miss if we don't keep our talent here and our young innovators here. And to me is, let's take a look at it. Not saying we're going to do it, but just economic development sees a huge opportunity and propose let's take a look at to see if the old fire hall, it's walkable, it's easy to get to, it's accessible, especially in the downtown core, and I think it has a nice fit. And I think it really fits and ties nicely for Bolton.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. We're speaking only to the amendment. Councillor DeBoer.
Is there an intent to send staff with a dollar figure or have an idea of what exactly looking at? Because yes, we're repurposing the fire hall, but I wouldn't want it to be something that's done, with lack of a better term, halfway. Like if we're going to do it and use the hall, let's make sure that staff look at it and make sure it's going to give us 100% or 110% of what we really need there.
Well, if I could answer that. I think at this point, that's why I think we need economic development. They have the expertise and working with staff to take a look at it and see. And if it does have validity, then it can be, you know, incorporated in the following budget for 2019.
Okay, and I think so long as, if I believe staff could probably take direction that we want something that's going to be unique. And I think we took a tour when I was sitting on the library board, where I'm on the library board, Gordon and I are on the library board, and we toured what they had was a maker center in New Tech. Innisfil Beach. Innisfil Beach. And it was quite interesting, and I think that what you're looking at here, I would wonder if it's along the same lines. And they certainly put pretty effective use, and it was very popular, and they made good use of the space. So so long as we're looking at heading in that direction and making good use of it and not trying to sort of fit it in because we want to do it, let's do it right. If we're going to use that location and if staff are looking at it, that's what's it going to take to do it right.
Thank you, Councillor DeBoer. Still to the amendment, Councillor Shaughnessy.
I thoroughly support an innovation hub. I think it's an idea that a lot of people have been tossing around, and everybody's looking for a use for that building. So I love to see our old buildings reused. I'm assuming that economic development's going to talk to planning, because is that not in the special policy area of downtown, and it's got limited uses? So I think that has to be. So I just want the departments to talk to one another, because that concerns me that we may not be able to do as much as we want with that building. But
is that just direction?
Support the concept.
Is that direction?
Strictly direction. Yes. Thank you.
Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Councillor Beffert. I support this. I seconded the motion. I think it's an innovative idea on the repurposing of the fire station. The one thing, and I'm sure that this will occur, is that we keep our minds and cast a wide net when we look at this. I don't know if this were to happen, if it would require the whole building. I'm a firm believer in having multiple uses and making those facilities, serve the greatest amount of public need, but also maximizing the use of, from an efficiency perspective. So if there's a way to have it multiple purposes, multiple users, I would certainly want to make sure that we keep that in the back of our minds as we look at the future use of the hall. Thank you.
Again, I see that as direction, not a question. Okay, thank you. I see no more speakers, so we're voting on the amendment. All those in favor? Carried. We'll go back to the original motion as amended. All those in favor? Carried.
Now I'll call upon Jerry Gorman, resident town of Caledon, to approach the podium to provide a delegation regarding April 3rd, 2018 General Committee meeting report concerning the region appeal for an all-day street parking Queen Street. You have the procedural bylaw says you have 10 minutes for your delegation, and council may have questions for you after.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, my name is Jerry Gorman. I'm at 78 King Street West in Bolton, down in the core, and also in the Heritage Conservation District. I'm speaking in support of the motion by Councillor Mazzapelli. I've asked this young lady to distribute the distraction for you, a colorful representation of the vision that I see is possible, starting with Councillor Mazzapelli's motion. Queen Street originated as a commuter route. Its primary purpose was to move high volumes of traffic through Bolton as quickly as possible. Action to calm this traffic is needed now. And all-day street parking can be the first step in this direction. Right now, cars rule. So what has already changed in the downtown core? Our residential population has been growing rapidly since the River's Edge condominium was built, with over 7 residential units. New development on the old Legion site will see another 70 residential units built. And currently, nearby, a 140-unit residential high-rise is under construction at the King Station Road intersect. These developments are bringing a significant increase in residents to our downtown, the equivalent of 280 homes and over 560 residents. It's important here to realize that these buildings are designated and designed to attract mature residents. They deserve a more pedestrian-friendly environment, as do we all. Sirius commuters have 2 delightful detours around Bolton. The Highway 50 exit to Coleraine Drive and the Emelcombe Parkway is high capacity, speedy, and scenic. It really is a joy to drive. The second bypass, the town line on the east, takes traffic around Bolton to Highway 9. This also provides our North Hill residents easy access home via Columbia Way. These fast and efficient bypasses were built for commuters so that they did not have to go through the downtown. What I think, and I've heard others comment, is that we are seeing on Queen Street a disproportionate percentage of traffic from Simcoe County originating in places like Tottenham and Alliston. These commuters are using Queen Street as a throughway as they hurry to and from their work in the GTA. Let's give Queen Street back to Bolton. So what's in it for everyone? Public safety. That will come with reduced traffic and the buffer created by cars parked between the curb and the traffic on Queen Street. Realization of a vision. We now have architectural direction provided by the Heritage Conservation District to guide positive change and support future growth in our historic commercial core. Quick shopping with on-street parking. Commuters wanting to drop in will have a nice place to park. This will be especially important to benefit the owners of our downtown convenience store operators. And should a resident want to return later for shopping, an appointment, an ice cream cone, or simply to enjoy the village ambience, there will be convenient parking. I speak in favor of this motion because I see it as essential to enabling all the possibilities suggested in the recently completed studies and reports. The active transportation study, the Queen Street Corridor study, and the Heritage Conservation District study. Councillor Mezzapelli's motion clearly presents the opportunity to establish a vibrant and healthy neighborhood for residents and visitors from age 80 to 80 years. Thank you.
Thank you. And I do have a question. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And thank you for coming and delegating. Parking is a huge issue right across Caledon and all our villages and hamlets, and it needs to be solved. So I couldn't agree with you more that you need that on-street parking. But I was just, as a regional councillor, a report came to us April 5th, I think it was. It was supposed to be the 29th. And it speaks to exactly what you said. That's already underway. I was just wondering, had anybody provided you the report so that you understood that the region was actually already had this in process? Have you seen it?
Specifically, I don't have a sort of a motion type of report. All I've seen are the transportation study, the Heritage Conservation District study, and the corridor study. So unless there's something more immediate, I have not seen that. I'm very glad to hear it's on its way, and I'm here to give it a nudge if I can in the right direction.
So it did. It came to council last Thursday, I think it was, and Councillor Grove spoke to it because it is actually already underway. They were waiting for the Hickman traffic like to go in and to review that? And it has the whole process outlined. I don't know if we're going to speak to it more when Councillor Mazzapelli's motion comes. Are we? Okay. And then I'm welcome to give you my copy afterwards because it really outlines it really well for you and probably anybody else that you're representing. We needed to get the results from the Hickman, and then they're moving forward to do the public consultation, both with the businesses and with the residents. So I think you will be pleased because they are moving forward on it. I think the timing was probably just off with the motion here and with what was coming at the region appeal. It was the, just so you know what it's called the proposed transfer of jurisdiction of the Albion Vaughan Road and Highway 50, and speaks to all the work that the town of Caledon has been doing with the region on appeal and actually moving forward to look at getting the parking back, because I know you guys need it, definitely need it. So thank you very much for your delegation. I appreciated it.
Well, thank you, Councillor Shaughnessy. I did pass out that diagram at great expense to my ink supply, but I thought it is a vision, and to be quite frank, that's where I'm going. Parking, you got to start somewhere, and to me, parking is essentially pretty straightforward once you go through the motions. The others, as you can see, require a certain amount of significant streetscape, but when I look at this and when I speak to you, you might as well see me. I'm just quite taken with that concept, even though it's not Bolton. There are many aspects there that it could be. So I'm very pleased to see that report.
I think you'll be happy because the Phase 5 speaks to exactly the bump outs and trying to get that streetscaping in and the benches and the beautification, which downtown Bolton so desperately needs. So I think after we're done, I'm happy to hand you my copy. Thank you.
Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Thank you, Mr. Gorman, and other members of the public I know that are here supporting you. This is exclusively to ask questions of you, which I only have one. I have comments that I'll save when the motion comes before council. I did see further on in the agenda there's a petition related to this. Is this form part of your delegation, or is that entirely separate?
I know nothing about it, so it must be separate.
Okay. Just so for your information, there is a petition supporting exactly what you're advocating for. And I'll speak more to it, I guess, when we have the motion before us. But I want to thank you for coming out and taking the time, and all the other members of the public as well.
May I ask, is that on page 2, Jimmy Pumpkin,
it is
residential business owner?
Under correspondence.
Okay, I just see it on page 2 here that there is a petition.
Okay, perfect.
And I didn't know about that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gorman.
Okay, okay, Councillor DeBoer.
My question was with the petition and whether it was a connection or part of supporting the rest of it. So
perfect.
Thank you for coming out, though, Jerry.
Mr. Gorman, thank you so much, and thank you for the picture. I always say it's always worth 1,000 words to let you know where you're going.
Exactly. Anything to make my day and to make your day.
Thank you so much. We'll now go back to committee reports. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor Downey, that April 3rd, 2018, General Committee Report Recommendation regarding Consent Item Staff Report 2018-25, 2017 Year-End Operating Budget Variance Report be adopted. And I got an amendment here, Councillor Shaughnessy. I know you had a question, but I'll read the amendment first. Moved by Councillor Befford, second by Councillor DeBoer, that the following paragraph be added. That the 2018 capital budget for the amount of $1.5 million for rehabilitation for town roads funded from the tax-funded capital contingency reserve be approved, and that staff be authorized to determine that road scope of the new capital project based on a five-year road rehabilitation forecast and the condition of the roads following the recent winter, a goal of construction and road improvements occurring in 2018. Okay, I'll take questions. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate this amendment. It was exactly what I was going to do, so I'm happy to support, knowing that so many of our roads are in a shambles. And it was really pointed out, and not that this money's being directed toward one, but Main Street north of High Point is just collapsing away. And it doesn't have an EA on it yet, and it doesn't have any funds allocated for it. But I think the difference between the urban and the rural area is that you're at least 2.5 miles before you get to the next road. So where it's quite different in the urban area, where you've just got one street over. I actually think we need to invest more money in our roads. I know the rural area feels quite left out, so I'm quite happy to be supporting moving forward with getting some more work done on our roads. Good show.
Councillor Befford.
Well, after the item was discussed at the last meeting, several residents came to me and said, you know, this is good. This is really good that we have a surplus. But what are we going to do with it? And the consensus was that we have so many roads that people are saying need fixing. And I know Mr. Wong knows ad nauseum that I've been talking about that. And this won't fix them all. And I appreciate the fact that there's no roads mentioned here. It's just simply, let's take the information that we have gleaned over the last couple of years about which roads are the best, which roads aren't the best, and continue to work at them. So this is one way of being able to do it.
Yeah. Councillor DeBoer?
I don't know, I guess directed to staff, has there been some thought given to which roads would be the ones to potentially follow into this category?
Through Mayor Thompson, we are looking at the roads internally. We do have a 5-year plan, but what's noted in the amendment here is that there is a desire for the money to be spent on something that's tangible, so some construction start right away, and there are a lot of roads in our longer-term plan that require EAs and studies and designs. So we're looking at a few roads, and we've also had meetings internally after the winter season to try to ask our staff, the staff that are on the roads day and night, plowing the roads and doing winter maintenance on the roads, to get their input as to which roads require the most work. So we've got a list, but we still need to refine it internally and then look to see if we do allocate the funds to those roads, can that road be done this year?
During the budget discussions, we had actually, and remind me of the terminology used on the road construction or the type of road construction that we did, a Boston Mills, I believe, was a test pilot.
Yes, through you, Mayor Thompson, the terminology we used for Boston Mills was surface treatment. Unfortunately, we were supposed to write a report to talk about how that lasted through the winter. Unfortunately, I don't think it lasted that well through the winter. So we've had some discussions, and in lieu of a short memo, I guess, I believe we followed up with the contractor, and there were some concerns about the timing, the time of year. It was too cold to put that surface treatment on. So we may actually extend the pilot and have them do it during the optimal time and see how that lasts. So that was one of the things that we considered in terms of this. But given the results of that surface treatment pilot, we're not recommending that we proceed until we actually get positive results.
Okay, well, that was where I was going to go. And if it's good to know that we've had that pilot and that there is a longer-term view on it, and it's a good thing we didn't jump all over at budget time. This would have been a good to use it, so I do look forward to, will we receive a memo as to what staff are intending to do with this?
I leave it up to council. I think what basically the pilot didn't turn out as well over the winter season. We are going to basically ask the contractor to do it during the optimal season, which they say is warmer weather, and then we'll report. I think the best case is we report back in 2019 on the results of that extended pilot.
Okay, so this program, this project here that we've added to it will not use that that type, that program.
Through you, Mayor Thompson, that's correct. This would be rehabilitation in lieu of a surface treatment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Councillor Befford.
Yeah, just to clarify, there were two variables that I looked at when I decided to bring this motion forward. One was, if we make this decision, what are we doing to the transfer to reserves that we talked about at the last meeting? And basically, we're still going to put a little bit in the operating contingency, and we're not touching at all the amount going into the tax-funded or the firefighters. And the other thing I looked at and talked to Fuing about was, can we do this with the current staffing, or do we have to hire others? And his answer was, yes, we can.
Okay. No further questions. I think this is a good move, and I agree with what everybody's saying is we definitely know we need to invest a heck of a lot into roads, and it's not near enough, but it's a start. So all in favor? Carried. And then back, that's the amendment. So back to the original motion that was moved on the year's capital. All in favor again? Oh, Councillor DeBoer, sorry, guys.
This is good news, and the position and the financial position the town's in is good news. But I think going by the discussion that Councillor Befford had with his constituents when they talked about there was a nice surplus, what happened to it? I think there has to be a good communication piece, and whether finance works with communication to do a layman's explanation of what some of these numbers mean. When somebody sees $73 million in a development charge as just obligatory reserve fund, that doesn't mean that it's there for us to spend. And I think just some a little bit of a communication piece to explain, you know, we are in a good position, but some of these things are there for the future because we're required to set these things aside. The DCs are one example that I can come up with, and even the vision with regards to the capital asset replacement and some of the story behind some of it. I think it's very important to communicate that to the residents so they do get a full understanding. And I think, you know, we are in the paper, and we do get a good location in the newspapers. And if we can keep it to a good layman's explanation, so to say, as to what the story is, and what the information gives us, then that would, I think, go a long ways to helping our residents fully understand where we are, and that we are in a good, strong position as far as the finances of this community.
Okay. All right. Good point. So we can take that as directed for both finance and communications. We're good? All right. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Misipelli, second by Councillor DeBoer, that April 3rd, 2018 General Committee report recommendation regarding the following items. Staff report 2018-17, Furry Friends 5K event. Invitation to present to Headwaters Healthcare Center. Confidential staff report 2018-11, personal matters about identifiable individual concerning municipal or local board employees, Senior of the Year Award. All in favor? Carried. And the senior award, so everybody knows, is Ken Graydon. So he'll get a nice certificate from the province. So, please. Moved by Councillor Misipelli, second by Councillor DeBoer, that April 3rd General Committee report recommendation regarding the requests to the Region Appeal for all-day street parking, Queen Street, be adopted. So here we go. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you very much. I totally understand the intent of this motion. I was reading it. It's lengthy. I'm just going over to read. It says, now therefore be resolved that the town requests the Region Appeal to implement all-day street parking on Queen Street. That staff be requested to evaluate the impact to residents, traffic, and businesses, and report back to share their findings. Then it goes on to say that the town continue to work with the Region Appeal to see that all the recommendations contained in the master plan are implemented and that this resolution be shared. Blah, 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 blah. All good. It's just that when it says that Region Appeal implement all street parking on Queen Street, are we saying we're going to preempt the process already in place by the region, which is in phase three, and I refer back to the report, and I'll give this to the gentleman afterwards, that it designalized Mill Street and they signalized Hickman Street, and that phase four is all-day parking pilot project. And then it goes out to the bulboats and the charros like the gentleman had in his picture. So I'm just trying to understand the motion. Are we, I guess, and maybe that's of Councillor Mezzapelli, or maybe it's the wording, are we preempting and just saying, no, we're putting parking come heck or high water? Or are we actually saying we want to go through the process of a pilot project? I'm quite unclear. I find it needs some sort of clarification before I can put my name to it.
Councillor Shaughnessy, good point. Councillor Mezzapelli is next, and I might have staff. Do you want to speak to that, Rob, or do you? So that before you ask your question, with what Councillor Shaughnessy was asking.
Mayor Thompson, I certainly can speak to my motion and the request within it, and particularly, and again, I've held this up at committee, the Bolton Transportation Master Plan, from which it is largely based. And noteworthy to say that this is a study that the town and the region work collaboratively on. And in the report, or in this the study, it identified interim and ultimate solutions. And the photograph that Mr. Gorman presented reflected more of the interim solution, and in keeping with the request of the motion, the ultimate solution is the bulb outs, where there's actually construction related to it, as the ultimate vision with respect to that particular stretch of road. So in the Bolton Transportation Master Plan, it clearly talks about the steps, and we are in the midst of those steps right now, and I've been following this very closely from the genesis of this project, and clearly the report talks about an interim solution being the reimplementation of full-time parking on Queen Street, and that is the request of my motion. So it's totally in keeping with the Bolton Transportation Master Plan and the region's plans for that section of roadway. And it's not preemptive. And I will also note that nowhere in the plan does it talk about restarting some type of public consultation. I have no problem with going to a public information center and advising the community and hearing from them with respect to this reinstituting the full-time parking. I have no problem, and in fact it's in my motion to monitor it. The report clearly states that we've done a good job of moving trucks out of Queen Street largely. We still have a problem with commuter vehicular traffic in the core. I think Mr. Gorman even talked about it, you know, people from Alliston and other areas, they may not even know that the bypass exists. And in the report, it states that when you reinstitute full-time parking, that is when you can start getting that passenger vehicle traffic onto the bypass as intended. And so this is all in keeping with what's in the study. I have sat in numerous meetings with regional staff, and I will say my motion was crafted with our staff, that staff member had previous employment with the Region Appeal, so that staff person knows it extremely well. And so it is clearly following the recommendations. Nowhere in here does it talk about a pilot. So my motion talking about studying it and reporting back, I wanted to capture that. We want to see the effect. But I do have the report from the Region Appeal, and the pilot was not part of the Bolton Transportation Master Plan, but in the report it talks about, just get to it, with respect to the full-time parking, phase four can begin to be scoped, and I'm not sure what that means, to be scoped, and will be informed and developed based on stakeholder and community feedback and input. There was a lot of community input and stakeholder feedback as a part of this study, and it clearly talked about the full-time parking. I would hate for there to be anything that would detract from the recommendations in this plan. I'm just trying to get it to follow through as supported. I have no problem with engaging the public, fully support that, but my motion is entirely aligned with the recommendations within the Transportation Master Plan. The bypass has been open for over 2 years. The signalization has been moved to Hickman, and the pedestrian crossing has been in for 6 months. And these were the things that the region wanted to study, rightfully so. And the timestamp they gave us at the BIA was wait 6 months and then come to us and we will implement it. This is the 6 month. So I am totally towing the line with what the recommendations from staff were, and that is reflected in my motion. So if staff want to speak to it, I'm happy to have them do so. But this is something we should all be celebrating and looking forward to implementing. Thank you.
Is there anything you want to add, Mr. Wong? No? Okay. Councillor DeBoer.
No, I'm just going to add my support to it. I think it's good to have a position. I would question, and maybe the mayor can comment on the thoughts of doing a pilot project here, and would it be the region's intent to see if there's community support for it? I would think that would be one of the reasons why they would look at it as a pilot project. The reality is there is support for it within the community. We've got a petition, we've had a resident delegation, a very engaged resident for downtown Bolton. So there is support for it, and that if this helps the region to receive a level of comfort in knowing that we don't necessarily need a full pilot project and that we can move into delivering something as a reality, that's where this motion is quite useful. It's time to start, and this is why one of the reasons why the bypass was built, so that we could take the downtown core back and start to approach the landowners in the core on the retail end of it to start to redevelop, especially when they can see this vision. And I got to say, Jerry did one nice job with his crayons here, doing up this picture. I kind of like it. I could see it actually. He just missed the Tim Hortons sign on the corner, but it's all there, right? So I think it's very important that we start to drive this vision and make it so that we can take back the communities. I've always been an advocate for our local road should be for us and the commuters. We don't have to make it easy for them to come through town and come through Caledon. They chose to live an hour north, and I know some staff live an hour north. Not directed to you, but they chose to work south and come through Caledon. That doesn't mean we're obligated necessarily to make our path, their path through Caledon, fast and simple. I think the people that choose to live here have to have some say into it, and I think this is a start, and a good start, to delivering that for the village of Bolton. Good. Thanks.
All right. Councillor Chauncey.
Nobody's saying that it isn't a good thing to have the parking. I'm just saying that five councillors, including the mayor, sat at the Region Appeal the other day when this report came forward, and the only person that spoke to it was Councillor Groves to make sure that it was articulated that how the process was supposed to move forward. And I read Councillor Mazzapelli's, and I totally understand where he's coming from, but I'm also going to say, are you really going to tell the region what to do? The money's got to be in the budget in order to make the sharrows and the bump outs and all that, and I don't believe it is. I'm not getting here in a debate with Councillor Mazzapelli. All I'm saying is there's a process, and it's a safety process, and it was an evaluation, and to go from one to phase four. We're in phase four of this whole process. Phase five is the bulb outs and the sharrows. So I appreciate the gentleman coming because I fully support downtown parking, but I also support the logical safety approach to analyzing it first. So, yes, I mean, we can send this motion and say we support it, But the region's going to say thank you very much for your motion. And you know what? We have a process that we have to follow. And, you know, we're partway through, and I'm just going by what has been handed to me at the region. And so anyways, I'll be quiet for now, but I'm just, Councillor Mazzapelli, I'm just saying if this had come and I hadn't had the report at the region appeal, I would have fully supported you. But I've got the region appeal as a regional councillor, and I have to do my due diligence as a regional councillor. Anyways, I'll let go, and somebody else is going to speak. Thank you.
Councillor McClure.
This isn't my area, but the region, and as we spent a lot of money making the bypass along Coleraine, and it would be much faster than anybody going down the hill and through the downtown where there's stoplights. I don't know why anybody would venture downtown. I can't imagine people traveling through Bolton wouldn't know about it, but it's that road along Coleraine, they can zip along there, so I can't imagine. I see nothing wrong with cutting the traffic going through Bolton. If it, that'd be good as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Councillor Downey.
Thank you, through you, Mayor Thompson. Just regarding the regional report, I appreciate the comments regarding preempting results of studies. I understand that and I concur. However, and I see that really nobody wants wasted resources through duplication of work. But I do believe that it's important to put the motion forward. I think it's important to support it. In regards to having a position as a town, so that as the region moves forward, does their work, they know exactly where we stand, they know what our goal outcomes are, and those two bodies of work come together and we're not losing through duplication of work. I think that Councillor Mazzapelli has done a great job aligning those two bodies of work and putting downtown Bolton on the right path. Pardon the pun. I think that the residents of Bolton, as it being my hometown, want that revitalized downtown core. They want that quaint village feel that you get in a lot of our smaller communities, and they want, you know, to be without the large trucks, and that's what the bypass is for. So I'm quite happy to support Councillor Mazzapelli's motion, and I think that the region will be happy to accept it and understand where we're coming from as a community and knowing you know, how we want to see that move forward. So thank you.
Councillor Mazzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson, and I will do my best to be brief. Just a few things. The first point I want to make is, if you look at the study, and Section 12 is the phasing and the implementation of the study, it clearly speaks to the short-term interim measures and then the ultimate vision. So when Councillor Shaughnessy talks about the bulb outs and all of that, that is part of the ultimate build-out. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what this motion is. This is the interim solution, the short-term measure. And in my motion, it talks about short-term measures and the time to act now. That is what this reflects. So within the phasing, there's the interim measures and then there's the ultimate solution. The introduction of full-time parking, and it's identified in section 12.1.5, it states implement all-day parking on Queen Street and downtown, in the downtown core. That is part of the short-term implementation of this. Again, the ultimate solution is where there's construction and there's ball boats and things like that. That is down the road. And in the report, it also says that it is this returning of full-time parking that will assist in getting the people that we want on the bypass onto the bypass. And so the second thing I wanted to talk about is it's important to recognize, and again, I want to be clear, I have no problem with community engagement. I've always advocated for it. But when you look at this issue, there is convenience on the one side, which matters, the conveniently getting through Highway 50 at Queen Street. And then on the other side, there is safety, there's quality of life, there is the removal of vehicles that are through traffic onto a road purpose-built for that exact purpose. Reclaiming that area as a community area focused on people who wish to be there as opposed to driving through. So I have no problem engaging the community, but when we look at the differences, there is convenience, and then there is safety, quality of life, reclaiming that area back as a community space. And that is what we want for this integral part of Caledon. So I want to quote one other thing that's mentioned in the report, and I will note that the MMM group did forecast what would happen with the reinstitution of full-time parking in the plan. So it has been studied. But in this report, it states, and I'll quote, "It should be recognized that a reduction in vehicle travel speed is not necessarily a negative impact. Reduced travel speeds can help create a more inviting environment for cyclists and pedestrians and can support the vision for downtown Bolton as a place to travel to, not only a place to travel through." If there isn't a better definition of what we'd want downtown Bolton to be than that, I don't know what it would be. But the reinstitution of full-time parking is a key element in that. So this is not telling the region what to do. I think my motion clearly requests that of the region as the owner of that road, and in compliance with a study that we both partnered on.
That's right.
So I see this as a collaborative, cooperative effort, and this is exactly what Peel staff have asked the BIA to do to get this piece implemented. So it's totally aligned with this. It's a cooperative, supportive gesture, and it shouldn't be perceived as otherwise. Thank you.
What I'm going to say is you're quite correct. That M&M study was a cooperation between the region of Peel and the residents of Bolton as well as town of Caledon. And you're right, Eric Chan, had been at the region, had been working on that. I think you'll find he's probably in that document as well. But I think this complements. I understand Councillor Shaughnessy from her lens. She sees that it conflicts. I don't see it. I see it as a complementary motion, and I think at least they know that we're giving them direction that they're prepared to move to go forward. So I don't have. I know when we brought as Councillor Misipelli, and I know Councillor Groves, and we had a meeting in my office with our staff talking about this. I'm quite confident that I don't think it's conflicting. I think it's complementary. But everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I'm quite satisfied to support it as it is because I don't see it being an issue. But you've definitely done your homework, Rob, and I appreciate that. You got another question?
Sorry, Mayor Thompson. Just two quick things. I'd like to ask for a recorded vote. And the petition that was submitted, I'm wondering if that could be supplied to the region along with the motion. Would that be an issue?
We can do that as direction, or do we need that as a motion? Direction? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll turn it over to the clerk.
Thank you, Your Worship. A recorded vote has been called. When I call your name, all those in favor, please stand. Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Mezzapelli, Councillor McClure, Mayor Thompson, Councillor Beffert, Councillor Downey, and Councillor DeBoer.
Okay, good.
Carried unanimously.
Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor McClure, that April 3rd, 2018 General Committee report recommendation regarding the consent item waiving fill fee for certain agricultural operations be adopted. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor DeBoer, second by Councillor McClure, that April 3rd, 2018 Planning and Development Committee report be received. All in favor? Carried. Yeah. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor McClure, that April 3rd, 2018 Planning and Development Committee report recommendations regarding the following consent items be adopted. Staff report Mayfield West Phase 2. Financial update, Heritage Caledon report dated March 12, 2018, recommendation to amend
designating bylaw 2017-18, 89 Walker Road, Ward 3, regarding to remove a structure of listed property on Heritage Register 1740 Queen Street East, Alton, Ward 1. All in favor? Carried. I guess we now move on to presentations. I don't see Peter. Is Peter Talias here? So he's not here. So maybe something's come up that he can't make it. So we'll now move on to correspondence. Is there anything in correspondence that council wants to have move forward? Okay. I will now move on to announcements. Councillor Beffert, since you're acting mayor, do you have any announcements? Anybody on this side? On this side? Oh, Councillor Misapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Just three things quickly. The Senior Task Force has been working hard on a number of items, and one was to help raise awareness and education on matters related to seniors. And I'm glad to report that the seniors section of our website has been updated. So if you go onto the town's website and look under residents, I believe it's the top option is adults 55 plus. And if you click on that, you will see the great work that the task force and Katie have done. And IT staff in really morphing that into a progressive web page that can be a valuable resource. So I want to make sure our community knows that that is there for them. The other was the Ward 5 Coffee with Council is this Saturday. At the CCRW for Ward 5 from 1 to 3 p.m. So encourage the public to come out and engage with you, the mayor, and Ward 5 councillors. And the last thing that I saw on my calendar that kind of popped out at me, you might have wanted to mention it, was the Youth Summit being held at the CCRW May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. National Volunteer Week is April 15th to April 21st. Earth Day is April 22nd. Human Values Day, April 24th. Day of Mourning is April 28th. Sikh Heritage Month is the month of April. The Saturday, April 22nd, is Earth Day. Caledon, we've decided to dedicate the entire week to Earth Day movement from the 22nd to the 28th. During this week, we're hosting a number of events around the theme of ending plastic pollution. A list of these events can be found on the town's environmental webpage. Also, there's a home show in Bolton this weekend, so when you're even having coffee with council and you're sick of us, you can go and take in the home show and see all the new exciting things that are taking place there. Council inquiries, Councillor Beffert. Anybody on that side have council inquiries? Council inquiries? Councillor Downey, sorry. Yeah, hold.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. It's actually not an inquiry. I just wanted to take a moment to thank Mr. Wong and all of his staff and everybody here and all the staff out on the roads that have done a fantastic job to stay ahead of this crazy weather. Yes, and the plows and the planning permit, everybody. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody. It's been a silly few days in Caledon and Ontario. I just have to say I was actually at Queen's Park today, and it was just as bad in Toronto as it is here. So just wanted to say thank you to all of you because I know everyone was working really hard to keep our roads clear as they could possibly be. Thanks.
Okay. Councilor inquiries on this side. Councilor McClure.
Yes, I had a couple inquiries from Valleywood. When are the snowplows going to go out? It did the main path around, but there's a lot of snowplowing need to be done here.
Mr. Wong.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. My understanding is that the Valleywood area was done earlier today.
Okay, well, maybe they're done now. Okay.
Well, the challenge, Councilor McClure, because I was getting phone calls, so I went in. Trouble is a lot of people parked out on the street.
Okay.
And that creates the problem, and that's why the snow day and you cleaned up is because the cars were sitting out there. And
okay.
You know, you can ticket them, but that was the real issue. But I want to thank, again, I do echo, I want to thank everybody for the fine job that they've done keeping our roads, getting our roads opened up and doing what we had, a real storm event. And the good news is it's all coming to double digits, and now we'll be dealing with flooding on the weekend, but the snow will be gone.
They're doing their best.
Anyway, after that, I will now move on to bylaws. Moved by Councillor Downey, second by Councillor Shaughnessy, that the following bylaws be read the first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2018-27, bylaw to amend, bylaw 2017-79, being a bylaw to establish 2018 fees, charges for services provided by the Town of Caledon in planning applications. Bylaw 2018-28, bylaw to amend bylaw 2007-128, being a bylaw to appoint employees to the Town of Caledon to statutory positions. 2018-29, bylaw to amend 2016-027, being the bylaw to enact the official plan amendment number 243 regarding the Coleraine West Employment Area Secondary Plan. All in favor? Carried. Moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, second by Councillor McClure, the following bylaw be read first time and finally passed. Bylaw 2018-30, bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council for the Corporation of the Town of Caledon for its Council meeting held on the 17th day of April 28th, 2018. All in favor? Carried. Councillor McClure, want to move adjournment? Second by Councillor Misapelli. All in favor? Thank you, everybody.